the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is upping its warnings of what will happen if Russia sends any military forces into Ukraine, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there would be a swift, severe response. His remarks in Germany appeared aimed at clearing up confusion over where the U.S. and allies stand, after President Biden said yesterday a minor incursion by Russia would draw less of a response.
It depends on what it does.
That led to heavy criticism. This morning, the president repeated Blinken's warning.
If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
While noting Russia has a long history of using things other than overt military action to carry out aggression. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury Department levied new sanctions Thursday against four Ukrainian officials, including two current members of parliament who administration officials say are part of a Russian influence effort to set the pretext for further invasion of Ukraine. The sanctions name parliament member Taras Kosak and Oleg Voloshin and two former government officials. According to Treasury, all four have been intimately involved in disinformation efforts by Russia's Federal Security Service, known as the FSB. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the four men were at the heart of a Kremlin effort begun in 2020 to degrade the ability of the Ukrainian state to independently function. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.89%, the S&P 500 falling 1.1%, and the NASDAQ dropping by 1.3%. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol said Thursday it is seeking an interview with former U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter and White House aide Ivanka Trump. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
In a letter to Trump, lawmakers said they are seeking her voluntary cooperation as part of their ongoing probe and would limit their questions to issues related to events surrounding that day, including activities leading up to or influencing it and her role in the White House at that time. According to the panel, she was present in the Oval Office during key conversations leading up to January 6th and observed the telephone conversation between President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence on the morning of January 6th. A statement released by Ivanka Trump's spokesperson acknowledged the request from the panel, but did not address whether she would cooperate with the committee's investigation.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. A massive explosion in western Ghana has killed an unknown number of people and flattened buildings after a truck carrying explosives to a gold mine collided with a motorcycle. Video posted from the scene showed a large, smoldering blast site with buildings reduced to rubble and twisted metal. The deputy director of the National Disaster Management Organization said 500 buildings had been destroyed. Ghana's president tweeted that it was a truly tragic incident, and I extend on behalf of the government deep condolences to the families of the deceased. The explosion in Apiata occurred when a motorcycle went under a truck owned by a company called Maxim that was carrying explosives en route to the Chirano gold mine. A jury has been selected for the trial of officers charged in George Floyd's killing. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
A jury of 18 people, including six alternates, has been selected for the federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers facing charges in the killing of George Floyd on May 25, 2020. Jury selection took just one day. Jay King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are broadly charged with depriving Floyd of his civil rights while acting under government authority, as fellow officer Derek Chauvin used his knee to pin the handcuffed Floyd face down for 9.5 minutes. King knelt on Floyd's back and Lane held down Floyd's legs. Tao kept bystanders from intervening. Chauvin was convicted on state murder charges. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson said he expects the trial will last 4 weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 3 months. Jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000 to 286,000, the highest since mid-October, according to the Labor Department. Reporting by